Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Tuesday, July 9th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Charge ASAP. Leading off today, iOS 18 Beta 3 has officially been released for developers. The update brings some notable changes to home screen customization, various design and interface tweaks, and more. The big change in iOS 18 Beta 3 is that it can now automatically turn all of your home screen app icons into dark mode icons with a single tap. The feature appears to use some sort of machine learning image separation technology, so most app icons with a white background are automatically inverted to have a black background. In some instances, the feature is even able to change the color of the logo on the background itself. If the feature can't fully convert the app icon to dark mode, it will tint it slightly to dim the color. If you're running iOS 18 Beta 3, you just long press on your home screen, tap Edit in the upper left corner, tap Customize, and then choose Dark or Automatic and enable Dark Mode. It's the same process as before, but once you do it this time after updating to iOS 18 Beta 3, you'll see that most of your icons will convert to Dark Mode, even if the developer of that app doesn't offer a Dark Mode icon. iOS 18 Beta 3 also updates the default wallpaper to include a new color-changing dynamic option. If you enable this new dynamic wallpaper option, the colors of your wallpaper will automatically change at various points throughout the day. This is similar to the dynamic wallpaper functionality on macOS. The flashlight got a big update with iOS 18 for iPhone 15 Pro and 15 Pro Max users, and with iOS 18 Beta 3, Apple has refined the interface for the flashlight that appears in the dynamic island. This makes it easier to adjust the brightness and the width of the flashlight, again, on iPhone 15 Pro models. In the Photos app, the Select button is now always visible. Previously, you had to swipe up on the grid of photos for the Select button to appear, adding an extra step every time you needed to select a photo. Also, in the Photos app and the Photos viewer, the pinch to zoom gesture in iOS 18 Beta 3 has been reverted, so it works like it did in iOS 17 and earlier now. iOS 18 Beta 3 also enables RCS support on iPhone for more carriers, including carriers outside of the United States. We've got more coverage of iOS 18 Beta 3 with screenshots and everything at the link in the show notes below. Next up today, one of the biggest changes in iOS 18 is the all-new Photos app, which has been completely redesigned. The design, however, has been polarizing among iOS 18 beta users, and we just talked about some of the changes Apple has made in the beta testing process. Now, in a new interview with The National, a trio of Apple executives discussed the new Photos app design, attempting to explain some of the methodology behind the changes. Billy Sorrentino, a senior director of Apple's Human Interface Design team, said the motivation behind this drastic redesign is to help people better manage their growing photo library. Sorrentino said, quote, "As our features, users, and libraries have grown, so has the density of the Photos app. So rather than hunt and peck throughout, we've created a simple, streamlined, single-view photos experience based on deep intelligence. Ultimately, we wanted to remove friction," end quote. The new Photos app is also more customizable than its predecessor, allowing users to rearrange different sections, different albums, and different curation of their photo library. Apple's Della Huff, manager of the Camera and Photos product marketing team, explained, quote, "Lots of deep intelligence combined with customization means that photos can be more personal, everyone has a different workflow, and so automatic customization really is key," end quote. At WWDC, Apple described the Photos update as its biggest ever redesign, and the redesign centers around a single view that displays a grid of photos alongside collections and easy access to favorites, people, places, and more below. Like I said, this design change is proving to be polarizing so far, but we expect more changes throughout the iOS 18 beta testing process. We are sponsored this week by Charge ASAP and their new Connect Pro, the world's first magnetic cable that features a built-in power reader showcasing real-time power output in watts on an LED screen. The Connect Pro supports up to 100 watts to charge an extensive array of devices, including USB laptops, phones, tablets, and more. It also supports full 27-watt Apple fast charging support for Lightning devices, and with interchangeable tips, you only need one cable to charge all of your USB-C, Lightning, and micro USB devices. There's a built-in LED indicator that turns on when your device has been connected and is successfully charging. And with a built-in magnetic design, you don't have to worry about tripping over your cable and sending your laptop or phone flying across the room. Hit the link in the show notes to learn more about the Charge ASAP Connect Pro, and my thanks to Charge ASAP for their support of the show. Running out today, the drama between Epic Games and Apple continues. Last week, Epic Games accused Apple of deliberately delaying notarization of its Epic Games app marketplace in the European Union. In its initial complaint, Epic said that Apple rejected its submission twice because of design similarities between the App Store and Epic's marketplace. In particular, Apple took issue with the design and position of the Epic install button, which it says is too similar to Apple's Get button in the App Store, and that Epic's in-app purchases label is too similar to the App Store's in-app purchases label. A few hours after Epic went public with its complaint, Apple told Reuters that it had decided to approve the Epic Games app marketplace as of Friday afternoon. But even though it approved the Epic Games app marketplace, Apple is still requesting that Epic change the design of the install and in-app purchase buttons. Needless to say, Epic and Tim Sweeney aren't very happy about this request, and they say that they'll be fighting it with the European Commission because they believe the request violates the Digital Markets Act. But with all of that being said, Epic still says that it's on track to launch its app marketplace in the European Union within the next couple of months. The Epic Games Store will feature Epic's own content, including Fortnite, alongside a selection of third-party partners. The Epic Games Store will be one of the first and the biggest third-party app marketplace to launch in the European Union under the DMA. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find an ad-free version of the show at 9to5mac.com/join. Find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.